When Don Lipset asked me to introduce our featured speaker today, Dr. Devine, I was appropriately flattered. But I'm afraid there was a little bit of a misunderstanding and a certain amount of confusion, which I can illustrate best by telling you something that happened to me 5 years ago. On the eve of the presidential elections of 1980, I was at a conference sponsored by AEI in Washington on capitalism and the Constitution. And Bob Godwin, as some of you, all of you know, who had participated in the AEI conferences, has a terribly irritating habit of being ungodly fair. You know, he brings in people from all the wrong places in the political spectrum and so on. There's always a Marxist and various other obnoxious persons. The most obnoxious person there was Frank Mankiewicz. You may remember him. He was high muckety-muck in the Kennedy administration and currently, I suppose, is still running National Public Radio, Public Broadcasting Corporation. He's not doing it anymore. Well, he was at the time, anyway. And so, one evening during the course of the 3 day sessions, I went out to dinner with an old friend, and she asked what I was doing. I told her, and she said, "Well, who else there?" And I told her the various people, and I said, "Frank Mankiewicz," just in passing. She was very impressed, and she said, "My God, you're really traveling in the fast lane. That's wonderful." Which I passed along to Mankiewicz the next morning, and he just beamed when I said that. Until I told him the follow-up remark, her follow-up remark, which was, "Now wait just a minute, which one is he? Is he the movie director or is he the orchestra conductor?" Whereupon, well, imagine my surprise and mortification when I sat down with Dr. Devine here at lunch, and I started asking them about split T formations and wingbacks and zone defenses and so on. And all he wanted to talk about was John Locke. And I then glanced over and I realized it was not Dan Devine at all, the former Notre Dame football coach, but Don Devine, the former head of the Office of Personnel Management. I jest, of course. I suspected all along. As soon as he didn't know what a split T was. I go through all this because I don't really think that he needs much in the way of introduction from me. I think you all are aware that he was a distinguished scholar, except he's out of the scholarly game. Wrote several very potent books in which John Locke does appear as a recurring theme. But most importantly, his 4 years as the director of the Office of Personnel Management, in which he did something and followed a course of events which I rather suspect is going to be more and more common. That is to say, he was hired to do a job, a very difficult job, with great courage and great ability and great integrity. He did it. He did it magnificently for 4 years and therefore had to be kicked out once his term was over with. There may be a pattern there, in which case we ought to perhaps name it after Don Devine. We'll call it the Devine Comedy as a form of public service. In any event, one further comment, and that is that Don Lipset asked me to remind Don Devine that he does not have all day. So I'll put it this way. When the New Jersey Turnpike first opened in the 1950s, I got onto it, and it was a magnificent road. And boy, and I had a great big fast automobile in those days and an extremely heavy foot. And I got on and I asked the state cops at the entrance, "How fast can you go? What's the speed limit here?" And he said, "Well, it's 60, but keep it under 100. All right? Don, you have 20 minutes, but keep it under an hour and a half, all right?"